What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show, the season finale of Sleepy Hollow. It aired Friday night. It was called Freedom on Fox. Alongside of me, I have Miss Amy McCracken of Variety Radio Online. What's up, Amy?
What's up, Mike? Wow, it is the season finale.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about how you were all boy crazy about some boy.
No, we're not even going to go into that.
Okay. Watching the episode of Sleepy Hollow when Jay kissed Alex, that kind of brought feelings for you and this boy, huh?
Kinda,
hold
on a minute.
Pause,
because I've got to apologize to some people.
Okay.
So Friday night, I was on air, and Sleepy Addicts and you and a couple more hundred people had me in a tweet. And every time somebody was replying to that tweet, my phone just kept going off, and everybody that was on air with me was like, we can hear that.
Right.
It's driving us nuts. So I apologize if I came off rude.
Yeah, you did.
But yeah, you guys were ruining my show.
Well, I mean, because Twitter, for people that don't know or not on Twitter, Twitter has this new feature now that it can give you more characters and certain things don't. And one of the things is that you can now, when you reply to somebody, you can actually click on all the replies and actually take people out. It's pretty cool. But unfortunately, on the bad side of that is if you reply, it replies and replies and replies. Oh yeah, it's crazy.
I couldn't concentrate because every time it kept going off. So I was like, okay, I've got to ask them nicely but real fast because you know.
Oh no, that was rude.
When I'm on air,
that was rude. That was rude.
That was not rude. I said please.
Can someone please take me off this tweet? And
Sleepy Addicts, I love you.
We
and
were like,
thank
whoa.
You. They replied back, yes, they would do that. And then I explained after I was off air what was going on.
Someone was on
and
their period.
They sent me a heart. So Sleepy Addicts, thank you. I love you. I actually talked about you on our show. And I told them that you guys were pretty amazing and all that good stuff.
I know I'm amazing.
Not you.
Oh, you're talking about Sleepy
Addicts. We talked about you too, but we talked about you in a whole different way.
I'm sure. Totally. Yeah, that's how it is over there with your people. First you talk about people, then you're rude because you got on your period. It's
okay.
All right. Can we talk about freedom now? Freedom!
Yes, we can talk about this.
Season finale.
Talk about this.
Season finale. Got to ask you. How did you feel about it?
I actually enjoyed it.
Okay.
I did enjoy it. I'm going to be a little upset now if it doesn't get picked up because I want to know, like, if it does not get picked up.
Right.
I think it left us with a great ending.
True. I could see that.
And then, you know, everybody that watches the show can just, you know, go on and do fanfic and stuff like that. And they can write what happens to Ichabod.
Right.
And all that stuff. But now I was like, damn, why couldn't all the episodes been like this year? If all the episodes were like this, I would have enjoyed the season a whole lot more.
So you like this one better than last week's episode?
Yeah, I did.
Wow. And so you, okay, that's cool.
And I really liked one thing that stood out in my mind, and you guys are going to like, really, Amy, that stood out in your mind? Yes. The
kiss.
Is the Marriott in Atlanta, and that elevator that he was coming down on is crazy.
Oh, that's a true elevator?
Yeah, that whole hotel, because that was the hotel. It's got like, you know, 60 or 40 floors, or it's up there.
Oh, okay.
But everybody likes to go to the top, and we had a room at the top once, and I was like, no, I can't do this. I couldn't look over the side.
Oh, hell no.
But a lot of people like to look over the side because it's creepy. But yeah, that's that's an actual hotel. It's not white like that, so that's pretty cool.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm very surprised. Okay. Well, for me, I hated the finale.
What?
I truly, really hated the finale. And, you know, and I actually, the Sleepy Addicts invited me to one of their Sleepy Hangouts, Google Hangouts thing to talk about the entire season. But it was crazy. We went to the zoo with Maddox. And then by the time we got back, by the time we got back, it was, you know, he was napping. And then they were like, okay, we'll be on for 2 hours. And then right when I got settled and got on, I jump on and the show is over. And I was like, well, you know what?
Well, maybe that's a good thing.
No, it definitely was a good thing because I think I was listening to some of them and it seemed like they enjoyed it. But for me, no.
Because I remember last time.
Because everybody watches the shows differently.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it sucked.
They didn't like us very much this season.
No, they didn't like you. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed the season. It was cool, but this episode was crap. I think last week's episode was more of a finale for me. But this week's episode was
really.
Oh yeah, dude. From the let me see here in my notes here. Some of the stuff I didn't like. I wasn't sure how I felt about Satan. It just kind of fell off a little. I don't know. I thought the cool redness on the half of his face, like Two-Face from Batman, was cool, but
yeah,
I didn't like that. What else? I mean, there's just a lot. I mean, let's put it this way. The stuff that I did like, I was huge fan. I think my favorite part was when Headless shot down the president's Secret Service with one blow of his battle axe.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I mean, come on, we love Headless.
I thought that was cool. It's just all over the place. That was probably the only thing I liked about the episode. I wasn't a fan about Crane stopping Henry. And then this whole time, this whole buildup of Henry hating his father and Crane, and all of a sudden he's like, for freedom, I will truce. And he just walks off into the woods. I thought that was crap.
Yeah, I can agree with that. But at the same time, you're not going to kill your son, and he's not going to kill his father.
I think they should have fought. I think something should have happened. I mean, this whole time, you know, they built that up, but where he was tricking Crane, and all of a sudden at the end, a simple, we fight for freedom. That was crap to me.
I can see that.
I didn't believe when Jenny and Molly and Alex and Jake are fighting the riders, the four horsemen of apocalypse. Was it four? Yeah.
Yeah.
Thought it was crap. I could believe Jenny and Molly. The other two, I was like, these are the riders.
The whole Alex thing, honestly, Alex should have had a gun instead of those knives.
A knife. She just had a Jim Bowie knife.
No, she had two knives.
No, that Molly. Two. Molly had the two knives. She had the two.
She had the axes.
Meat cleavers.
Yeah.
I don't know where they are. Trust me. I watched like twice.
I thought Alex had them too. Because when did Alex become like a ninja?
I was thinking maybe if Jenny trained them. Maybe we didn't see that because she was showing them stuff because she was going to be leaving. I don't know. I just thought.
But you can't pick up. You can't pick that up right away.
I thought that was
crap.
I thought it was crap. I thought Joe.
I like the weapons though.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool.
I mean, yeah, it just didn't fit right. Like I said, Molly and Jenny, hands down, I knew they could take him out. But the writers fought like pussies too. I mean, like in the beginning of last episode. They're taking out freaking armies and
exactly.
Rebels.
This is the horsemen of the apocalypse, and
I'm just not a fan of that. The president annoyed me just for the fact that when Dreyfus comes in, she's all scared, this and that. And then as soon as they kill Dreyfus, she's like, "Who are you? Like a total douche. Like they just saved you." So I didn't believe
okay,
that either.
Okay, that one I have to agree with you on because I was like, "Wait, what? They just saved you?" And you're like, no. "Blah blah 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 blah."
I didn't like the fact that Molly left and little Molly doesn't have the witness mantle. So I'm a little pissed off.
Agree with you there.
I thought the ending was cheesy as hell with the Kraken coming out of the water and then they walk off like Sam and Dean Winchester with AC/DC playing in the background.
I have to agree with you there.
This whole episode for me was just, I was really disappointed because I really thought, because this whole season I was like, yes, I enjoy it. I'm enjoying it. This one here, I was like, yeah. And I totally agree with you. Yes, if it doesn't get renewed, I'd be happy. I'd be like, okay, they rode off into the sunset fighting creatures and everybody's doing their own thing. I'd be happy.
I agree with the whole Molly, the little Molly not having the witness in her now, because I kind of wanted to see if they were to continue, if they're going to continue, because we have no official word, you know, her and Crane. But I do like the grown-up Molly also.
I think she's cool. I think she should have stayed around. I think she should have met little Molly and could have trained herself. I mean, the whole time thing is all messed up anyways for her coming there anyways. But for her to leave.
But at the same time, because we watched the travel shows. I mean, come on, Barry's messed up the timeline hundreds of times. But if younger Molly dies, does it older Molly disappear?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Oh, you really didn't like this episode.
I didn't. I really thought they were going to like, boom, and it just, everything just, and I wanted someone to die. But
well, you didn't like that Crane sold his soul. You didn't like.
I mean, Dreyfus. I mean,
like,
yes,
that they talked about your woman.
It just didn't do anything for me. I mean, yes, I know people listening are probably like, Dreyfus died. I mean, I know, but it was just, now that was cool. Job taking him to hell. That was cool. But
yeah.
It just
seemed, yeah, you didn't like that Joe. You know, he just turned on Dreyfus.
It just seemed,
well,
rushed.
He's a demon. He should have turned on him like way before then. But anyways,
it just seemed rushed. I don't know. I would have been happy with a cliffhanger. I would have been happy with that. But that's just me. I'm sure there's people that like the episode, like you. You really enjoyed it. I loved the last episode. That felt
but
more like a finale.
But they
kind
of left on a cliffhanger.
Don't try to defend it.
I'm trying, sleepyheads.
No, it's not happening. It just didn't work for me, but it's okay.
I mean, the entire season didn't work for me. They gave me an entire season, and at the end, they were like, "Yeah, here you go, Amy. This one's for you."
So for you, this finale definitely, because the whole time you've not liked any episode.
No.
And this one here, you were like, "Okay, it saved it."
Yeah.
Even though last week you said that if you.
I think a lot of that had to do with Dreyfus dying.
Yeah, I was a fan of Dreyfus.
I wasn't.
Yeah, I thought he was a great bad guy, and I think
he kind of reminded me of like he was the Joker of Sleepy Hollow.
He was not a Joker. What are you talking about? He was a badass.
The way he would act, it kind of made me feel like he was the Joker of Sleepy Hollow.
But he's a geekhead. He was like a tech. You know, he was a douche. He was smart, and then to have immortality just magnified that. I thought he nailed it. I thought he was dope. I liked him. But, you know, different strokes for different folks.
Exactly.
So, what do you give it? Scale of 1 to 10?
I'm going to give it a 9.
Whoa.
Yeah.
For me, let me look at my notes here. Let's see here. Job was cool. Headless, that was badass. That was really badass when he went through. I am kind of glad that and another thing that pissed me off too is Jake and Alex, that whole stretching it along for them to kiss, like it was like 5 episodes.
That's the only reason it got a 9. If they didn't throw that kiss in there, it would have been a 10.
Oh, this thing is whack. Let's see, fighting and then Dreyfus and then that was him, Job. Only 2 little things. I give it a 2.
Oh.
Yeah, I was not happy. No. Not happy at all. I was excited because I was like,
wow.
Oh, I'm going to see a fight. Someone's going to die. But
so the universe is actually screwed up right now, because you and I were just talking about this on air, off air, how
Mercury,
you know,
retrograde.
Things are going crazy.
Mercury retrograde.
Yeah. So obviously that's just hit us here on the Sleepy Hollow show. Because normally I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a 2. And you're like, oh, no, this is the best thing ever. It's like Freaky Fucking Friday.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed the entire season until this episode, which is okay. You hated the entire season and loved this episode.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we'll see if it gets picked up. I mean, you know, if it gets picked up, great. If it doesn't, I'll be happy the way that it ended, and I'll be cool. You know, so. If I would have had a badass episode with a cliffhanger, I'd be pissed if they don't get renewed.
Yeah. And at the same time, I don't know. I could stay like it is. Great run. It had 4 seasons, and it was good. It was good until this season. and then, if they pick it up, I really hope that they do something like amazing with it.
They will if they get picked up.
It better, or Mike and I will not be recapping Sleepy Hollow together.
You know what? And maybe some people want you off the show.
They want you off the show now. Maybe, you gave their finale a 2.
Maybe people have been emailing me going, get rid of her.
No, they haven't.
Just saying.
No, they haven't.
Are we done?
They came to me and they said they loved me.
Are we done?
I'm done. Because you gave it a 2 and I can't believe it.
Yep. Tell people where they can find you.
Okay, everyone. If you love me again, you can follow me on Twitter. It's Amy VRO. I'm on Instagram as Amy McCracken. Go over to VarietyRadioOnline.com and you can check out all of our interviews, our reviews, our entertainment news, our giveaways, and all that good stuff. Definitely like our Facebook page because we're doing a whole lot more with our Facebook page right now. So that is Facebook.com/VarietyRadioOnline. And we are on iTunes and Audio Boom and Blog Talk Radio and all those good places you can listen to us.
Cool. All right, that's them. And if you want to check out mine, iwatchmike.com is my blog. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. That's Snapchat's on the blog. If you want to hear more of our recap shows, a couple of spots, like Amy said, you can find them on her spots. If you go to iwatchmike.com on the top, you'll see where it says podcasts. Or you can look up Talking Sleepy Hollow on iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. And we're there as well. So that is it for us. So I guess we'll find out if we're going to have – if it gets renewed, we'll come back. If it doesn't, just keep listening to the old episodes.
And it's April, so Gotham's coming back.
Yay!
Yay! That's one of our shows.
I like the show better than Amy does.
No, I don't think so.
Goodbye, Amy.
Bye, Mike.